Welcome to Cinema Wars. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and the final round is impending. But before we can get to that, we must settle a score. Our two highest scores are Chris and Amanda, but they have tied with 10 points each. So this is the Cinema War lightning round. I'm going to pose a series of questions. They're either choice or open-ended. The first person to pick the choice gets it. The other person has to argue for the other choice. And then you get 30 seconds to argue for your point. And then it's going to be best out of five. Any questions?
Sounds complicated.
So
I'm going to ask you vanilla or ice cream.
And we...
Chris yells chocolate. Sorry, vanilla or chocolate. Chris yells chocolate. You can't say chocolate. And he goes
first. So whoever
first.
Says it first,
yeah.
The quickest.
So you're stuck for vanilla. Then he has to tell me why chocolate is better. And then you have to tell me why vanilla is better. And then I choose one of you.
Okay.
And you get like 15 to 30 seconds for your explanations.
Oh, cool. Man. All right.
So,
oh, gosh.
This will be fun.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. We have different categories. So we're going to start with my favorite. Not really. But to start things off. Both of these movies are playing at the same time. They're both horrendous sequels, and you can only watch one. Which do you watch? Terminator Genesis or Independence Day Resurgence?
Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh. Dang!
All right, Amanda.
Oh, okay.
Independence Day.
So my brother saw this movie, and they were just mind blown. They loved it. It didn't, like, bash any of the story they said from the original. You're looking forward to this movie because of the great speech that was made in the first one. And so you get an action-packed movie. The aliens are back. You have to fight them all over again. And it's just, it's new.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Chris.
So while Terminator Genesis may be completely trash, at least on the flip side, they didn't take away, or I should rephrase that, with Independence Day, there's no Will Smith. Without Will Smith, I don't want to watch that movie as much.
Ooh, ouch.
Wow.
ouch. That was a good comeback, Chris. So actually, I'm going to swing that your way.
That was pretty good.
All right.
I'd watch it anyway.
I didn't watch.
Okay.
It's without Will Smith.
Okay.
All right, the next one is a versus question.
Oh, boy.
Both of these movie characters are going to fight to the death. Who Ooh. Wins? Leonidas from 300 or Achilles from Troy?
Leonidas.
Okay, I've seen Troy. I didn't see 300.
All right, Chris, Leonidas.
Leonidas, while he may not have the immortality that Achilles does from the movie Troy, what Leonidas does have is just that unbelievable will to not lose. I mean, he's the king of Sparta, led the 300 Spartans against the entire 10 million, whatever number it was, Persian army trying to come in and destroy the Greeks.
All right.
You can't go against it.
Amanda, Achilles.
So Achilles had the gods on his side, correct? All right, so I'm going to say he had the gods on his side.
But that ankle.
That one small piece and his determined for love and all the gods and the power, how, like, gods against 300.
Okay, well, let's see here. Well, we wouldn't want to stand against the gods now, would we? So I'm going to swing this towards Amanda.
Okay, fair point.
All right, the next one is going to be a summer movie question.
Okay.
Both of these movies are the third movie in a trilogy. They're both coming out this summer. You can only see one of them. Which do you go see? Despicable Me 3 or Cars 3?
Cars.
Ooh. I couldn't choose. I want to see both.
All right, Amanda, Cars 3.
So I want to see Cars because Lightning McQueen is supposedly going to die.
Supposedly.
And I want to see my heart get broken from a Pixar car movie, especially since it's a big rebound after the stupid spy one. So I want to see a classic reborn and breaking my heart by Cars.
All right, Chris, Despicable Me.
Everyone loves Despicable Me. They loved the first two movies. They loved Minions, the spinoff that came off of it. The next plausible step is Despicable Me 3, and people are already excited for it. They want to see it. Everyone loves Steve Carell as Gru. You can't get enough of him, and you still have the Minions there. It's the best of both worlds.
I'm going to say crying in a Pixar movie is more appealing.
Yeah.
All right. Chris 1, Manda 2. Next question is a tough one. This one's open-ended, so I hope you're ready for it.
Oh, man.
If you could recast this iconic role to any actor, who would you recast it with? And the character is Indiana Jones.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
First actor that comes to mind.
George Clooney.
Clock is ticking, Manda. Clock is ticking.
Zachary Quinto. Sure, that's the first one that came to my mind.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Chris.
George Clooney has already had experience with these adventure-type movies. He's 007 for crying out loud. He's one of the most iconic actors of our age.
Okay, Amanda.
So Zachary Quinto is a modern actor of our age and is a whole new type of, would be a whole new type of Indiana Jones. He would be not your scruffy university professor. He might be just like this cool modern. So he would put a whole new modern twist instead of the old George Clooney. Or is that what he had?
Ooh.
I wasn't sure if we were talking like for a remake or like going back in time and recasting, so that's where I went with it.
My apologies for making that confusing.
I don't know why my mind went to Star Trek.
That's not
I mean, he's a good actor, though.
That's not a bad place to go. But I think I'll swing this towards Chris.
Yeah.
All right. It's tied 2-2. Whoever this gets first pick in the final round. These two movies are playing. You can only watch one of them.
Oh, God.
Do you watch The Martian or Passengers?
The Martian.
Okay. Amanda, Martian.
So this Martian, I read the book and I've seen the movie, and it's just so witty. If you don't like science or anything of that, it's this movie drags you into it. Like, it's just, it makes science funny. But it's also a thrill seeker because he's, like, on a planet by himself. It's just, it gets you on the edge, but also laughing and hating disco.
All right. Passengers, Chris.
Oh, God. This is going to suck because I honestly am drawing a blank on Passengers. I don't remember what it is.
Oh, no.
I know.
Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence.
Is that the one where they're on the ship. Spacecraft yeah. and it's going towards?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. That's right. I remember that one now. Okay. So Passengers features two really well-known actors in today's age with both Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. It's Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. That's right. I don't know why my brain is scrambled right now because I wanted to go with Martian on that one. But
potatoes, man.
I mean, at the same time, you still have that little bit of a thriller. They don't know what they're going to do to keep their ship from crashing into the sun, and they need to figure out a way or whatever it's going to crash into. I think it's the sun. I don't remember.
It's not crashing.
All right. Okay. That means I lose, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry, Chris, yeah. But I just wanted to see if you could pull something off there.
Yeah.
After I helped you.
Yeah.
So this is going to go to Manda, and Manda will have the first pick when we do the final round. This is Cinema Wars. I'm DJ Ace. See you at the final.